Title: Clean in Aim and Style Rewind Moment with Modern Punch and Vintage Soul in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. All right, let's build a proper jungle and drum and bass rewind moment in Ableton Live 12. Not just a cheesy spin it back effect, but one that lands perfectly on the grid, hits with modern punch, and still feels like it came off a slightly cursed dubplate. This is an intermediate edits lesson, so I'm going to assume you're already comfortable warping audio, slicing, automating parameters, and doing basic routing. The goal is to end with a reusable rewind setup you can drop into basically any rolling arrangement. Here's what we're building: a bar tight pull-up, some Amen style micro stutters, and a little reverse energy to hype it, then a controlled spin back with pitch dive and texture. We'll keep the sub clean so the low end doesn't smear, and then we'll design a redrop that slams like modern DNB. And at the end, you'll route it into a rewind bus so it's consistent across projects. Step 0, session prep, because a rewind that doesn't land is a rewind that doesn't exist. Set your tempo. If you're doing jungle, you're probably in the 160 to 170 range. Modern DNB, 172 to 176 is typical. Next, make sure your drums are grouped and your bass has its own group. That's important because we're going to control the low end and the impact separately. Now, for safety, while you're designing, you can put a limiter on the master. Set the ceiling to around minus 0.8 dB. And keep it honest, if that limiter is doing more than 2 or 3 dB of gain reduction during the rewind, you're not making it hit, you're just crushing the life out of it. Turn the tracks down instead. Arrangement-wise, the classic move is, you're in a drop, somewhere around bar 9 or bar 17 you do the pull-up, there's a small gap or an FX moment, and then you redrop. The rewind is crowd control and drama, but it's also a musical decision. It should feel like the DJ did it, because the tune was too hot, not because we wanted to show off an automation lane. Step 1. Choose an Amen style phrase to rewind. Pick a section that really has that Amen momentum. A 1 or 2 bar phrase with snare movement, ghost notes, and shuffle. If you're using an Amen break sample, consolidate a clean 2 bar loop, so you're working with one chunk. Then warp it in beats mode for punch, preserve transients, keep transient looping off, envelope at 100%, and set decay somewhere around 30 to 60. Shorter decay is tighter and more modern. Longer decay keeps a bit more of the break's tail. If your drums are in a drum rack, I recommend you print them to Audito before doing the rewind. Freeze and flatten, or resample onto a new track. This is a big vibe detail. A rewind feels like a DJ pulling up a recording. If it's still MIDI, it can feel too perfect, too clean, too DAW. Step 2. Create the rewind source track. Make a new Audito track and name it Rewind SRC. Drop your consolidated 2-bar Amen phrase onto it. Then duplicate the clip, so you have one copy for pre-rewind stutters and one copy for the actual spinback. Now set your warp modes intentionally. For the stutter clip, keep beats mode. You want sharp cuts. For the spinback clip, switch to something that can handle pitch/time bending more smoothly. Try Complex Pro for a fuller body, or Tones if you want more bite and edge. If you're in Complex Pro, keep Formance at 0, and set envelope somewhere around 64 to 128. We're aiming for controlled grime, not mush. Step 3. Build the pre-rewind hype glitch. Right before the rewind point, we're going to create that hold up energy. Take the last bar before your rewind and slice it into smaller chunks. Start with 8th notes, and if you want it more frantic, go 16th notes near the very end. Make a simple pattern. Emphasize snare hits with a stutter, then do a quicker rush into the pull-up on the last beat. You're basically teasing the rewind, like the DJ's hand is already reaching for the platter. Now put an auto filter on Rewind SRC. Use a low-pass 24 dB slope. Add a bit of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, and keep the envelope off. Automate the cutoff so it sweeps down over the last half bar. Start around 10 kHz and end somewhere around 1.5 to 3 kHz. That sweep does two things. It creates tension, and it also clears space so the actual spinback doesn't just feel like more noise. Quick teacher note here, if you're slicing to 16ths and hearing clicks, don't ignore it. Add tiny fades. 2 to 5 milliseconds at the start and end of slices is often enough. If you don't want to fade each slice, do your edits, consolidate the stutter section into a new clip, and then add fades on the consolidated auto. Clean edits make the whole rewind feel expensive. Optional, but very effective. Set up a reverb return for AirRip. Use reverb or hybrid reverb. Pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds, decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, and roll off the top with a high cut around 6 to 9 kHz. Then only send the last few slices into that reverb, not the whole stutter. Just the final moment. That's how you get drama without washing out your drums. Step 4. The spinback itself. Pitch plus time, and it has to feel physical. Option A is the clean, controllable method. Clip transpose automation plus warp. In your spinback clip, keep warp on. Set warp mode to complex pro or tones. Decide how long the rewind is. A quick pull-up is often one beat. A bigger, more theatrical rewind can be two beats. Then automate the clip transpose from zero down to somewhere between minus 12 and minus 24 semitones over that duration. Now the secret sauce. Don't draw it as a straight line. Real spinbacks are not perfectly linear. Do a two-stage shape. First, a short hesitation where the pitch stays almost flat for the first 10 to 20%. Then a steeper dive at the end that reads as hand plus platter inertia. It instantly feels more DJ-driven and less like a plugin. To sell the physics even more, put utility after the clip and automate the gain down a little as the pitch dives, maybe minus 3 to minus 8 dB. A slowing record loses energy. Then add saturator after that. Drive around 2 to 5 dB, soft clip on, and adjust output so you're not blasting your master limiter. Saturator here gives you that edge and density that keeps the rewind audible even as it drops in pitch. Option B is the more authentic, slightly gnarlier method. Resample, reverse, and fade. Print a bar or two of your drums to audio. Reverse it. Add a tiny fade in, like 2 to 10 milliseconds, and a longer fade out, maybe 30 to 80 milliseconds. Place that reverse tail so it sucks into the exact rewind point. Then you can still do a short pitch dive at the end using option A. This creates that classic suction sensation, like the track is being yanked backward into itself. Step 5. Keep the sub clean. This is non-negotiable. Spinbacks smear low frequencies, and if your bass is still playing, the whole mix turns into low-end soup, and your limiter starts panicking. On your bass group, automate a quick low cut or mute right before the rewind. A simple way, auto-filter in high-pass 24 dB mode. Automate the cutoff up to around 80 to 120 Hz over an eighth or quarter bar. You can even do a fast fade out if that matches your vibe, but the goal is sub out of the way during the spinback. On rewind SRC, at EQ 8 and high pass at around 60 to 90 Hz, 12 or 24 dB per octave depending on how aggressive you want it. If it gets boxy, dip a little around 200 to 350 Hz. Another pro move, preempt the master limiter with a rewind duck. Put a utility on your drum group or a pre-master bus and automate a small dip, minus 1.5 to minus 4 dB, only during the spinback. This keeps your redrop loud without that ugly limiter breathing, where the whole track feels like it inhales and exhales. And keep the stereo image honest. Spinbacks can get facey fast. On your rewind bus or drum group, use utilities bass mono and set it around 120 to 160 Hz. That keeps width up top, but locks the low end so it doesn't wobble weirdly in mono. Step 6. Make the redrop hit like modern DNB. A rewind is only as good as the moment it returns, so you need contrast. Create a tiny gap right before the redrop. One beat of silence is classic. Even half a beat works. The point is to let the ear reset so the first transient feels huge. Now add an impact. Make a new audio track called Impact. You can layer a kick, a short sub hit, and a noise burst, or just use a single thud one shot if it's the right one. Keep it tight. Use a stock chain. Start with EQ 8, high pass at 25 to 30 Hz to remove useless rumble. If the key allows, a gentle boost around 55 to 70 Hz can add weight. Dip around 250 Hz if it gets muddy. Then drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15, transients plus 10 to plus 25. Be careful with the boom control in DNB because your actual sub is already doing a lot of work. If you use boom at all, keep it subtle and watch your headroom. Then saturator, 1 to 3 dB of drive, soft clip on. Now, one of the cleanest modern tricks, make only the first bar after the redrop extra crisp. Automate drum bus transients on your drum group up by 5 to 10, just for that first bar, or use glue compressor on the drum group, attack around 3 milliseconds, release auto, ratio 2 to 1. And set threshold so it grabs 1 to 2 dB on those first hits. This makes the post-rewind drums feel like they jump forward in the speakers. Step 7. Route it like a pro with a rewind bus. Group rewind SRC and impact into a group called rewind bus. On the bus, add EQ 8 with a gentle high pass around 50 to 80 Hz. Just to keep it from stepping on the real sub when the drop returns. Add a very light saturator, 1 to 2 dB, just for glue. Then a utility for width control. Aim for something like 80 to 110% width. Don't go crazy. Drum and bass needs to survive mono systems. Now add a return track called dubplate. Put hybrid reverb on it with a subtle room or plate. Then a delay set to an eighth or quarter note, filtered so it's not bright. After those, put an auto filter low pass around 6 to 8 kHE. Send only the very last moment of the rewind into this return. That's how you get fied without turning the entire pull-up into a fog bank. Extra sound design. If you want the hardware illusion without using non-stock samples, make a motor track. Use a noise sample or room tone. Band pass it with auto filter roughly 500 HC to 3 kHE. Add a touch of saturator grit, and a slow auto pan at like 0.1 to 0.3 HE with a small amount. Automate the volume up only during the rewind. You'll be shocked how much turntable reality that adds. And if you want a needle grab accent without an actual scratch sample, duplicate Rewind SRC. Take just one transient like a snare or hat, reverse it, add a super short simple delay like 1 to 10 milliseconds with feedback at 0, and high pass it hard with EQ8. Place it right at the start of the pull-up. It reads like a tiny needle catch. Common mistakes to avoid while you're doing all this. Number 1. The rewind not on the grid. If the redrop doesn't land perfectly on bar 1, you kill the dance floor. Zoom way in. Align it. Make it exact.